Breakfast with David.
Kaya FM.
Kaya FM. 95.9.
Now, I don't think I'm overstating this by saying political history is being made today, because we've got a municipal election taking place in Metsimaholo in the Free State. And for the first time, the South African Communist Party is contesting the elections under its own banner. And I've got Alex Mashilo from the SACP joining us on the line. Alex, good to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning to the listeners.
This surely is a day it's marked in political history, isn't it?
Yes, it will be the first time the SACP has its symbol on the ballot post-1994. All along we have been campaigning elections, supporting the African National Congress.
Now, we've known for some time that the SACP was considering contesting elections on their own. Is this the start of the new era, or is this specifically only for Metsimaholo for the moment?
This is specifically for Metsimaholo for the moment, because of the specific situation that emerged in that area, resulting in community members and workers making it very clear that our movement will not get any votes unless the SACP contests elections and comes back to them if it does not win the elections. And a coalition government has to be formed to seek a mandate on who should the party form such a coalition with.
When you have been doing your canvassing, when you've been gauging the political temperature in Metsimaholo, how have you been able to gauge the level of SACP support in that area?
The SACP is highly welcome in that area. We hold meetings. We compare to what other political parties are doing, and I'm referring to all of them.
Yeah.
The SACP is holding mass meetings per each voting district and in every ward. Those meetings are attended, and our campaign is very much unconventional. The other political parties will bring big cars, very expensive cars, loud hailing, and that thing makes community members very angry, because that is an area of high unemployment. There were 320 workers dismissed from Metsimaholo municipality after participating in a strike in 2014. The SACP has been campaigning together with the workers and their families and community members to have them reinstated to work. Our appeals to for these workers to be reinstated fell on deaf ears until the SACP, approached by these communities, decided to contest the elections. The workers were re-employed hurriedly in the Metsimaholo municipality. During their period of dismissal in the municipality, service delivery was severely compromised. If you go to that area, you will see that the communities were almost completely neglected. And what is very painful is that the work those workers were performing was handed over to a tender. A private company was contracted to perform that work, and it was paid more than wages paid to those workers combined, and that affected on the municipality's finances. So these are the realities we are dealing with on the ground, plus the fact that, of course, within the alliance, there was no democracy. Decisions were taken without consultation. We would campaign together, but immediately the ANC wins elections. This is an ANC government chief. We are governing. It is no longer a question of working together. We can do more.
When you look at the way the voting went previously in this municipal area, no one party dominated, and that's why we had the coalition government, which actually collapsed. Should that happen again, where no one party is the dominant party and coalitions are being formed, has the SACP decided which parties it is likely to do enter into coalitions with, and with whom it will refuse to enter into coalitions with?
We have not decided, because we want that decision to be made by the voters who voted for the SACP in consultation with SACP local structures in Metsimaholo. You will remember that that same situation occurred after the 2016 local government elections. The problem with coalition politics is that they tend to become elite politics, where political party leaders meet, Kamena Kawena, and so on, and later on they fight. when there are realignment, which is what collapsed the municipality in Metsimaholo. The municipality was unable to adopt a budget because of realignment in coalition politics. So in our consideration, this decision will have to be taken back to the masses, and the masses have to participate and inform the organization who to form a coalition with and under what principles. The masses have to be involved. They must see themselves participating in the process.
Alex, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Alex Mashela from the South African Communist Party. I'm not sure how quickly we'll get the results of the elections. 21 wards are up for grabs, so a number of areas where these municipal elections are taking place, but certainly before Thursday, I would like to think, but by Thursday evening, you would think, the results of that Metsimaholo municipal election will be known.
Breakfast with David.